This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We know nasiha to be advice and good counsel. But the reason nasiha is called advice is that when someone advises another, the idea is that they advise them and counsel them sincerely, purely, with a pure motive, and they wish the best for them, and thus with sincerity, with purity of motive, and distilling the best that they have for them, they offer it to them as good counsel and advice. That's why nasiha is called nasiha. Otherwise, the original meaning of nusk and nasiha is sincerity and purity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. O believers, repent unto Allah. A nasuh, repentance, meaning a sincere repentance, an honest, truthful and sincere repentance. So when in the Quran and Hadith, the word nush means wishing well, wanting the best, having the other person's best interests, their welfare at heart, being altruistic in the purest sense. That is the meaning of nush. So the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam said to his people, Wa ansahu lakum, and I wish the best for you. I wish well for you. Despite their jibes, taunts and persecution. After him, the Prophet Hud alayhi salam, the people said the same to him. Inna lanaraka fi safahatin wa inna lanadhunnaka min al-kadhibin. His people said to him, We see you in foolishness. You are a fool. And not only that, وَإِنَّا لَنَظُنُّكَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ We believe you to be one of the liars. Hud alayhi salam's response to his people, the people of Aad, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ O my people, لَيْسَ بِي سَفَاهَ There is no foolishness in me. وَلَكِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Rather, I am a messenger from the Lord of the worlds. أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَأَنَا لَكُمْ نَاسِحٌ أَمِينٌ I convey to you the messages of my Lord, and I am a trustworthy, sincere, good counselor to you. Again, a sincere well-wisher for you. Despite your taunts, you calling me mad, a fool, a liar, rejecting me, I continue to do my duty, convey the messages of my Lord to you, and remember, I wish the best for you. وَأَنَا لَكُمْ نَاسِحٌ أَمِينٌ The Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, the Prophet Hud alayhi salam, Prophet Salih alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam, Allah quotes all of them saying similar things. Salih alayhi salam, فَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ When they were punished, he turned away from them and said, O my people, indeed I did convey to you the message of my Lord. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ And I wished the best for you. But you do not like those who are sincere towards you and wish the best for you. And the Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam said something very similar. فَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ فَكَيْفَ آسَى عَلَى قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ He turned away from them and he said, O my people, I did convey to you the messages of my Lord. And I was sincere for you, pure for you. I wished the best for you. But how can I grieve over a disbelieving people? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes from all of these messengers alayhim salatu wasalam in the Quran as to how, despite the persecution, the rejection, the taunts, the jibes, the insults of their people, they continue to show them love, concern and compassion. And despite everything, وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَأَنَا لَكُمْ نَاصِحٌ أَمِينٌ وَأَنْصَحُ لَكُمْ I seek the best for you, I wish the best for you. I have your welfare and your interest at heart. If that was the case with all of the former prophets alayhim salatu wasalam, then knowing that the greatest of all of them the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can just imagine how great his love, his concern, his compassion for his ummah was, and how much he sincerely and passionately wished well for this ummah and had the interest in the welfare of this ummah at heart.